It's stunning. Like, this is insane.
Katie Craney is walking down the bank of the Chilkat River, just a few miles out the highway.
There's hardly any ice.
It's a brilliant sunny day in an early spring. She turns her face up at the mountains across the river, and then out to the mud flats.
Like, I wonder how far up you have to go to really find a solid mass, but I'm sure it's pretty broken up by now.
This is the subject of Craney's art. Place, change, interaction. She holds up a small piece of work she created using salvaged metal.
So this is, the metal is a chimney pipe, and I found it at the recycling center.
The salvaged pieces that once had specific uses, stovepipe or plastic net bag for fruit, become abstracted symbols. In her compositions, they interact with and offset her photographs of Haines and other northern landscapes. In this one, she's overlaid a photograph of Rainbow Glacier over the metal. Stovepipe and glacier, ice and heat, man-made and natural. Craney's work insists on the connection between the two, even if the proximity highlights a difference.
Everything is connected, and we are a part of it just as much as the bear, the salmon, the phytoplankton. Like, it's all this working system, and you start changing elements of it, and things start becoming altered and inaccessible and unavailable and disappearing, and those are the things that keep me up at night. And I don't know how else to deal with those feelings other than making art about it and hoping that people can connect.
Her work isn't just a tribute to this place, but also an alarm bell. She shows me a piece she created using an image from an old issue of the magazine Oceana.
Like, the imagery in them is shocking because it's like they're talking about climate change in the 70s. And they're talking a lot about the Arctic and Alaska and where they're projecting things to head. And it's like, well, here we are in 2019. And it's like, well, it's here. The things that you were saying have happened, or they are happening, or they're going to happen.
She says it's a reaction to the changes she sees in the landscape around her. Craney earned a degree in fine arts from the University of Wisconsin-Stout. But after graduation, she ended up working for the Park Service. She spent 7 summers working for parks and let her art practice go. But in 2015, she showed a few pieces at the Haines Sheldon Museum.
I kind of was like dabbling on making things because I think any artist, like if you, like you're just an artist, that's just who you are. It's in you, whether you suppress it or not, it's going to come out, and sometimes with a vengeance. And I think that's kind of what happened.
Since then, Craney has reopened the door to her art practice. Her work has shown in solo shows around the state. She's been working on her latest show for the past 2 years. It's called Landfalls, Dedications to Alaska Women Writers and Storytellers. She says this is about language, learning, and other people's interpretations of place. It's shown in Homer and Soldotna. It will be in Skagway for the Northwoods Writers Symposium, then Fairbanks, Haines, and even Colorado. Craney's work uses found and salvaged objects along with her photographs. But out on the river, she says she's never considered herself a photographer. It's just a part of her process.
I think it's an interesting play in stopping time for a second and just observing and noticing what's happening at this particular moment, at this particular time, and why is that important.
As we speak, everything is moving. The season arcs towards spring. The Chilkat River flows into the canal. A helicopter flies low over the water, followed by a plane.
And I don't know if that's
cars
why
pass behind us on the highway. But then, the sound of motors fade, and we can hear ravens somewhere above us. In Haines, I'm Claire Strumpel.